person who enjoys doing jigsaw puzzles is a dissectologist. Just thought you would like to know, and to assure you that this is not the word of the month. This month's word must have been chosen weeks ago, and perhaps the editor thought it would be appropriate for June. In fact, it fits April well, because the word is drought, and we have had one for weeks now. That's why I need to get back to watering my vegetables. Here is Alison Applin with the word of the month.
Word of the month.
A drought is an event of prolonged shortages in the water supply, whether atmospheric, caused by below average precipitation, or surface water or groundwater. A drought can last for months or years, or it may be declared after as few as 15 days. It can have a substantial impact on the ecosystem of the affected region and harm the local economy. Annual dry seasons in the tropics significantly increase the chances of a drought developing and subsequent bushfires. Periods of heat can significantly worsen drought conditions by hastening evaporation of water vapour. Many plant species, such as those in the family Cactaceae or cacti, have drought-tolerance adaptations like reduced leaf area and waxy cuticles to enhance their ability to tolerate drought. Semi-permanent drought produces arid biomes such as deserts and grasslands. Most arid ecosystems have inherently low productivity. The most prolonged drought ever recorded occurred in the Atacama Desert in Chile, and it lasted 400 years. Drought affects food production and is considered a disaster of natural, supernatural, or human cause. It is among the earliest documented climatic events, present in the Epic of Gilgamesh and tied to the biblical story of Joseph's arrival in and the later exodus from ancient Egypt. Hunter-gatherer migrations in 9500 BC in Chile have been linked to the phenomenon, as has the exodus of early humans out of Africa and into the rest of the world about 135,000 years ago. Rituals exist to prevent or avert drought. Rainmaking could go from dances to human sacrifices. But nowadays, those ancient practices are, for the most part, relegated to folklore and replaced by more rational water management.
Thank you, Alison.